Welcome back to another episode of the Apartment Renter Podcast. And in this episode, we're going to cover a question that I get quite often, and that is, can I smoke in my apartment?
I'm Mike Simpson, and this is the Apartment Renter Podcast. Let's go.
One of my avid listeners of this show happens to be a smoker. Not of cigarettes, but he smokes Texas-style barbecue. I mean, this stuff is delicious. My favorite is when he makes the burnt ends. Now, in order to cook a brisket for a 5 p.m. Friday service, he'll light the smoker at 9 a.m. on Thursday to get it up to the perfect temperature and puts the briskets on at 11 a.m. on Thursday. Then, he has to meticulously tend to the fire to make sure it always stays at an even temp and add another log every 30 to 45 minutes, which means he or his apprentice has to tend the fire all night long. The briskets get put in the smoker in the afternoon, and the briskets come off around 4 a.m. on Friday, which means they have been on around 17 hours. They rest for 2 hours and then go into the warmer for about 11 hours before being sliced and served. My mouth is watering right now just thinking about this perfectly smoked meat. Now, what if I told you that this huge Texas smoker that has been smoking meats for 17 hours was placed right in the middle of his living room? His home would be full of smoke, everything would smell like smoke, his lungs wouldn't be able to breathe right, and his family would develop asthma. Luckily, his smoker is outside away from his house. So back to the main topic of this episode, can I smoke in my apartment? What do you think? The answer is no, of course you can't. But what if I only smoke once in a little while? Still no. See, the smoke from cigarettes gets on walls and after a while soaks into the paint. It turns the walls yellow and it never really comes out. A chemical sponge is needed to clean it as best as possible, the same sponge used if you had a fire. Also, to believe that the smoke is contained into your apartment is naive. Most apartments are not airtight, and the smoke gets into vents easily and through front doors and hallways and into other apartments. There's been so many times that I've been showing a really nice apartment, but when we walked by a smoker's apartment and can smell the smoke smell in the hallway near the door of the smoker, the client is thinking to themselves, I am going to have to walk past this smoke smell every day to get to my apartment. I will pass on this one. Wait, if there's no smoking allowed, why is there smoke coming from this other apartment? Well, back before we knew smoke caused cancer and all these other bad things, it was not banned in the lease. So if someone is smoking in their apartment, it means that they have lived there a very long time and smoking was permitted on their original lease. It's a stupid loophole, but that is the only reason it would be allowed. Another question. Can I smoke weed in my apartment? In most cities, the answer is still no. But in San Francisco, if you have a medical marijuana license, it is allowed. The main reason is because smoking weed in public is still banned. But don't go busting out Billy Bong Thornton just quite yet. In my opinion, just be courteous to your neighbors. If you're going to smoke weed inside, open a window and fan. And if you're going to smoke cigarettes, go outside and away from the building and the entrance. If you would like to check out my two favorite meat smokers, please check them out on Instagram at TheJohnnyBarbecue and at JAndTrey. No, I did not get paid to say this, it's just my personal opinion. For fast and easy renter's insurance, check out mikesimpson.co/lemonade. And until next time, happy apartment hunting.